Mike Davidson is from Core Issues. Now, they describe themselves as a Christian initiative seeking to support men and women with homosexual issues who voluntarily seek change in sexual preference and expression. Mike, good morning and welcome to the show.
Hello, Mike.
Do you believe homosexuality is a sin?
If you are speaking from a Christian point of view, then I would say that the scriptures are clear that homosexuality is a sin. But, you know, that's not where we start, because many of the people who come in our direction don't have a Christian faith, or have a different faith altogether, or have no faith at all. So I wouldn't want people to think that that's what we say the moment we meet them. People have different worldviews, and we want to respect that.
So what is it that you're offering?
Well, there are people who are unhappy with their homosexual experience for whatever reason. And for them, it's just not consistent with their own values. And they want out of it. Maybe they've tried it. Maybe they've lived in a gay lifestyle. Or maybe they haven't necessarily acted on it. But they want to go in a different direction.
Well, they want to be straight then. Is that what you're saying?
They want the freedom to be able to identify as ex-gay, or as people who have done with homosexual practices, and they want to try to develop their potentiality in terms of a relationship, a viable relationship with the opposite sex. And we think that those are valid goals and they need to be respected.
How many people are we talking about then? How many people who are gay would like to be straight?
Well, we have a continual number of people who come in our direction. These are people from all walks of life, different age groups, different ethnic backgrounds, sometimes from different areas in the world. But all of them want one thing. They want to go in a different direction. And that doesn't mean that necessarily all of them are going to end up in a viable heterosexual relationship. But we think it's important to walk with them to see what the outcome is that they are wanting to achieve.
So you believe, Mike, that if somebody is born gay, it's possible to change them into something else?
Well, where is the scientific data that tells us categorically that people are born gay? The Royal College of Psychiatrists...
Well, that is generally accepted now, Mike, isn't it?
Yes, but the it may be in popular terminology, but the Royal College says that it's a combination of a genetic input and postnatal influences. So if there are postnatal influences, that means that you're not born gay. It means that there are contributions largely from the environment as well as, to some extent,
what do you mean?
The genetic input. You're not born gay. The science.
No, but what are these?
That.
What are these things in the environment, as you put it, that mean that people are gay?
Well, I think that is what needs to be unpacked and explored and understood.
What is it?
For some people, it might be trauma in their lives. It may be circumstances where they were completely deprived of any kind of bonding relationship with the parent of the same sex, or a very difficult relationship with the parent of the opposite sex. It may be circumstances relating to how they interacted with people, their peers in school. There are all sorts of reasons. There's never one reason for why people find themselves in these circumstances.
So what
and
is...
sometimes we never know exactly what the
right.
reason is.
So tell me then how you, I mean, do you make them straight? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, first of all, I want to say very clearly that this notion of gay cure is not something that we have spoken about. We don't think that anybody needs curing or is diseased. What we think is that personal preferences and the rights and freedoms of people have to be taken seriously. So if a person is serious, they have legitimate goals in terms of what they want to achieve, then we work with them. And what do? Well, we look at things that often come up in terms of very low self-esteem, very poor body image, huge difficulty in being able to relate to people of the same sex, over-relating to people of the opposite sex. So for men, they have lots of girlfriends who are pals, so to speak, but the ability to, relate on a different level, they find very difficult. Similarly,
do you mind me asking how you do it then? Presumably, you are changing the way somebody thinks.
Well, certainly, what we are doing, it's not us who's doing the changing. It's us facilitating person's desire direction.
How do you do it?
In talking therapy, in getting close to them on a weekly basis, speaking through their issues, mentoring them, where there is something traumatic in their lives, making sure that they are working with a qualified person who can deal with that trauma. If there's been any abuse, that has to be looked at very closely.
Is there any medication involved?
No, because we're not medical practitioners, and so I don't think there's anything that ever could be given to.
It's just talking.
It's talking, and it's mentoring, it's supporting, it's appreciating these people and respecting them. You know, for me, when I was going through this process, the thing that helped was having individuals who took my goals seriously. They respected what I wanted. They didn't just tell me, well, you have these feelings, that's who you are, get on with it. They listened to me, and over a period of years, I discovered a way to live that made me comfortable with who I was.
And have you been successful then? Tell me about the people who have been gay and are no longer gay.
Well, that's an important point, because the outcomes are different. You know, you can never prescribe where you will finish. You can only explore. That's what we do, sexual fluidity exploration therapy. So because we know sexuality is fluid, we understand that things change, and we work with people. So some people come out in a viable relationship with the opposite sex, and that's how it is for them. Others are just content to be who they are, in the sense that they don't necessarily want to get married or come into a relationship with the opposite sex. Maybe they are trying for that, but, you know, so far it hasn't worked out.
Tell me more about you, Mike. Tell me about you then.
Well, for me, I was already a married man, and I married with a certain amount of confusion in my life that had to be resolved. And it got to a point where eventually I had to make a choice, obviously for my wife, and by then the children that I had. You know, I had to decide where I was going to finish my life, so to speak. So with my wife, we decided that I would seek professional help. And that's what I did. Over a period of 2 or 3 years, I worked with 2 psychotherapists and a psychiatrist briefly. And I was given support and help. And I think that's what I think is a tragedy. That is an option that is no longer open to people in this country. The only option for support is in being affirmed in homosexuality. And for some people, that just doesn't, you know, match what their goals are. And this is what I would want to say, Mike. How come it is that autonomy and personal goals are important in just about every developmental area of psychology, or psychotherapy, except in this one area.
Sorry to interrupt again, Mike. Just seems a bit strange to me that simply by talking and mentoring, you can change somebody's sexuality. It seems a little bit far-fetched to me.
As I said, it's not us. It's a processing journey where a person goes through the issues that are affecting them. Their inability to relate in any other way than in a sexual way to people of the same sex. They're not happy with that. So why is that? Very often, it's because they have never learned that, you know, they really are part of the same tribe of men. And we work with them to develop that.